Simply seeing you has now wiped away all the contamination of sinful activities and the results of material attachment and lusty desires which always fill my mind and core of my heart. Whatever is predicted by the great sage Narada cannot be otherwise. In other words, I have obtained your audience as a result of being trained by Narada Muni. Therefore, this is the process of the perfect way, one must take lessons from authorities like Narada, Vyasa, and Asita, and follow their principles. Then one will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead even with one's own eyes. One only needs training. Adashi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Kundriyaya. With our blunt senses and other senses, we cannot perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but if we engage our senses in the service of the Lord according to the instructions of authorities, it will be possible to see Him. As soon as one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all sinful reactions to the core of one's heart are swiftly vanquished. Text 46, O unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever a living entity does in the material world is well known to you because you are the Supersoul. In the presence of the sun, there is nothing to be revealed by the light of a blower. Similarly, because you know everything, in your presence, there is nothing for me to make known. Text 47, my dear Lord, you are the creator, maintainer, annihilator, cause and manifestation of persons who are too materialistic and who obviously see separateness, do not have eyes with which to see you. They cannot understand your real position, therefore they conclude the cause and manifestation is independent of your opulence. My Lord, you are the supreme, pure, and you are full of all six opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport, theistic men think that the cause of manifestations come about by chance, by combination of matter, without reference to God. Materialists, so-called chemists, and atheist philosophers always try to avoid even the name of God in relation to the cause of manifestation. For them, God's creation is impossible to understand because they are too materialistic. The Supreme Personality of God is Paramahamsa, or the Supreme Pure, whereas those who are sinful, being very much attached to material sense gratification and therefore engaging in material activities like asses, are the lowest of men. All their so-called scientific knowledge is null and void because of their atheistic temperament. Thus they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 48, my dear Lords, after you endeavor that Lord Brahma, Indra, and other directors of causing manifestation become occupied with their activities, after you perceive the material energy, my Lord, that the senses begin to perceive. The Supreme Personality of God puts all the universes on his heads like the seeds of mustard. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, that Supreme Personality who has thousands of hoods. So this concludes the prayers of King Chitraketu, Saint Sankarshana. So he addresses him as Bhagavan in many of these verses. So this actually is very distinct from the other conception of God, that is Brahman, which has no qualities and no form. So the very meaning of Bhagavan means he possesses auspicious qualities. And of course they are enumerated as six, like Aishwarya, Vyasa, Shri, Jnana, and Vairagya. So the Lord is endowed with certain qualities which manifest through his Shaktis. So this is what we call Bhagavan. And is this form which King Chitraketu receives and he praises. So that is why he keeps using this address, O Bhagavan, O Supreme Lord, and then he begins to speak. So this emphasizes the fact that this is the ultimate form and not the impersonal Brahman form. And he says here, today we see you, and by seeing you, all of our impurities, contaminations in the heart are being washed away. In other words, the realization of the Supreme Lord with a form is the highest realization. And though he has form, qualities, activities, etc., this in no way diminishes his position. Normally we think that if God has common qualities, then he's got some faults, because some qualities are faulty, and forms are temporary, etc. But though the Lord does have form and qualities and activities, these are definitely not material, they are spiritual. So the Lord is never contaminated, in spite of the fact that living entities who have forms and qualities are contaminated. So it's completely different from people in the material world. He is in a special position, distinct from the living entities. And that, of course, is made clear by his address to the Lord as Bhagavan. He is possessing all wonderful qualities, but these qualities are perfect and inconceivable to the human mind. They are beyond the experience of human beings. Nevertheless, it is through these qualities that the Lord carries out his functions. So the Lord has Aishwarya and Virya, etc. So that means he has certain powers. And through those powers, he does what is described here, that is, he creates, maintains, and destroys the material world. Everything operates by his will. That's stated here in verse 47, that the whole creation goes on because of him. So it is through this power of the Supreme Lord, his qualities, that all of this takes place. And simultaneously, the Lord is not contaminated by anything. So normally we think because he involves himself with the material world and its creation, therefore he must also be contaminated by it. Like the potter makes the pot. So when he makes the pot, then he gets his hands dirty with the clay, etc. And so therefore, that's a material creation. The Lord's creation is completely different. He puts no endeavor into doing anything. The potter must put energy into making the pot, and then he gets tired after he makes the pot. The Lord does nothing. He doesn't have to do anything, and it's all accomplished by his will. So his very desire produces results. That is the nature of his power. And he does not have to directly contact anything. So therefore, it says he glances at material nature. He doesn't touch it at all. And glancing doesn't even mean doesn't have to look at it. Because looking at it is also not very nice to look at Prakriti. So glancing means actually he simply wills Prakriti to operate. And then it begins its operations of creating material worlds. So he doesn't have to do anything in order to accomplish all of his tasks. Nevertheless, we call him the doer in that sense, because without him nothing happens. So all these actions in the material world are performed by the Supreme Lord, in one sense, because he is the originator of the activities. Simultaneously, he does activities in the spiritual world. Material activities, he is separate from them, but he compels them to happen. In the spiritual world, the Lord directly does activities with his devotees. And there he's actually the agent, he is doing things. So this is carried out again by his spiritual body. So not only he wills things to happen, but his body also operates to do things in the spiritual world. This is for creation of his pastimes, and ultimately to give joy to the devotees. So in this way, the Lord is doing all sorts of things in the material world and in the spiritual world. He is not contaminated by the material actions, because it is done through his will. And he is definitely not contaminated by the spiritual activities, because the whole intent there is to give bliss to the devotees in the spiritual world. And it only produces more bliss. So the Lord is continually doing activities, and there is no contamination at all. So this is the nature of the Supreme Lord. We have no experience of that in the material world, because all we have is material actions, material bodies, material senses, etc., which are faulty. So when we say Bhagavan, we mean that the Supreme Lord, who possesses all pure spiritual qualities without any material tinge, and those qualities are able to accomplish everything perfectly in the spiritual world and everything in the material world as well. So of course Bhagavan ultimately refers to that form in the spiritual world, But included in that is his expansion, such as Paramatma, who takes care of the creation by glancing or willing. So the Supreme Lord Bhagavan doesn't even do the willing part of it. He delegates that to his Hamsa, Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu carries out that. So therefore, the Mahavishnu and Garbhadaksha-Vishnu, Shirdaksha-Vishnu are actually in a lesser position because they are functional for relating to the material world, whereas Bhagavan is completely separate. So that is the distinction we make between these two forms of the Lord. And because that form in the spiritual world that solely carries out activities for the bliss of the devotees, that is a superior form. And therefore, we say that the Vishnu forms are Hamsas only. They are functional for creation of the material world. So therefore, they're in a lesser position. At the same time, they're non-different from the Lord. So the Lord makes various arrangements because of His power. He can expand in this way into the Purusha avatars. He can expand into the avatars that appear within the material world, the Leela avatars, the Yuga avatars, the Manvantara avatars, etc. without any effort. And He's still one person. So this again is His Achintya Shakti, is inconceivable power. So in this way the Lord operates in relation to the material world, in relation to the devotees in the material world, in relation to the devotees in the spiritual world. And in this way the Lord is actually everywhere. He's in the material and in the spiritual world. He's the witness of everything, He's the controller of everything, and ultimately He is the enjoyer of everything. So this is the realization of King Chitrakeku. He has seen the Supreme Lord in the form of Shankarjan with His form and qualities, etc. And he praises Him as Bhagavan, as a spiritual form with wonderful qualities that can do the inconceivable.
Different places in the Shastra, the Lord is described in different places. Like some places that He's always in Yoga Nidra. In some places said that just by willing He gets the things done. Is that the same holds good for the spiritual world also?
Mm-hmm.
Some places it said that the Lord is just in Yoga Nidra.
That's when He's not creating, when that's after destruction.
And some places said that just by willing everything happens.
Well, when He wants to create the material world, then He glances. And then He's not a yoga teacher then.
When
He
wants to question, is He the form of the Lord or is He empowered?
Who?
Shankarshan.
Well, we have Maliruda, Shankarshan, etc., the Chaturvyuha. They are Hamsas of the Lord, so they are Supreme Lord expansions. There is a Shesha who holds up Bhumandala, who's lying on the Garbhadak ocean. He is a Chakravesh avatar, Jiva. But Shankarshan's expansion, Shesha, who acts as the bed of Vishnu, he is also Supreme Lord. Amsa.
When Mahamudraya, what happens to the youngest? Lord's expansion, they also disappear?
Yeah, they're eternal, but they simply disappear. Like the Krishna appears in the material world, He disappears, but He's eternal. They're always in some other world, and when Pralaya comes, then they're there, but you cannot see them, that's all. They're also eternal in the spiritual world. Can take that as the Brahman realization as compared to Bhagavan realization. Yeah? That a person may do jnana and only realize the effulgence of the Lord. Yeah? So the devotee prays that rather than have jnana and realize that, I'd rather have see the personal form of the Lord.
Gracias.
शिष्य से मत आदम की सलसबान महाराज की
जिमिन देते से भक्त आदम से प्रभुपाद की
साई गुप्त